91.7 KXT. I'm Jeannie Mascoro, and I'm here at our South by Southwest-based house wine with the LA-based singer-songwriter LP. You've heard her song Into the Wild in the latest Citibank commercial, and you've also heard her via other songs she's co-written, Cheers from Rihanna, Beautiful People from Christina Aguilera, and now Joe Walsh is slated to cover her song High Roller. Congratulations on that.
Well, thank you. Yes, new one.
Now, back in 06, LP started this infamous bidding war here at South by Southwest and ended up getting signed to Island Def Jam. But now, you've turned over a new leaf. LP's recently just signed to Warner Brothers. And it's a super honor to have you here on this gorgeous spring afternoon here in Austin, Texas. Thank you so much, LP.
Thanks.
Now, historically, South by Southwest has been very good to you.
Yeah.
So how's it been going this year?
It's been going great. You know, I didn't, after I signed, then I didn't really play after that, to be honest with you. I went on a massive writing spree for the label, and it actually, you know, I didn't do any shows, which you can say it would maybe be a bad thing, but I think it took me into the songwriting world because I just kind of, because they were just trying to find my direction, I guess, or trying, you know, I felt like I had a direction, but they kept making me go in different directions, and I wound up writing like 65 songs in a year. Excuse me. And then the next label I was on, an indie through Universal, I wrote another 40 songs that next like year. And then I just was like, oh, okay, I guess I'm writing a lot of songs, you know. And I did a publishing deal with Primary Wave, and it became my job, you know, to write songs all the time, every day. And so it took me on a songwriting journey, you know, an odyssey of sorts. And then I kind of just slowly got back into like performing for myself and just absolutely enjoying it, you know, with no pressure.
Now, what made you decide to pick up the ukulele?
Just I kind of enjoy the non-confrontational aspect of the ukulele. Like, you know, when people come in with their guitar, you're like, oh God, oh here they go, oh Jesus, they're taking out the guitar, they're gonna regale us with songs, you know, and like, do we want that? Do we need, you know? When you have a ukulele, people just kind of, they're just like, oh, look at the ukulele. And then you could whip out a song on them without them expecting it. And you could also stop at any moment and they're cool with it. You know, it just has a very non-committal vibe. And I was taking it to all my songwriting sessions. And because, you know, when you have people would laugh because I would like take it out during like, you know, hip-hop sessions and kind of just learn this hip-hop song on the ukulele and then go out in the next room so I could write the lyrics without this, like, brain is dead. So I would just, like, kind of rock it for lyric writing and stuff.
All right. Well, thank you so much, LP. How about a song?
Sure. One, two, three, four.